Welcome back, Jim and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And joining us right now is Team getting ready for South Central Region play against University of Texas Tyler over at Metro State at the Rare Event Center. Dave Fleming, Maverick volleyball coach, joins us. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jim. Sorry, the Michigan fight song might be playing in the background. We're on the way to the gym. So.
Oh, good, good. You know, crank it up because the Buckeye Boy loves that song. It's his favorite song of all time.
Well, there's a week I can play it. It's this week. So
Buckeye, you and Dave got a little. You've got a little
first time since 2010. Congratulations. First time in 11 years.
Hey, whoever laughs loudest. So
whoever laughs more often has a better life.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Got to admit, Dave, that was a good comeback on his part. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Well, we hope that your team has smiles on their face after today we take on University of Texas Tyler. But I do want to acknowledge, of course, more of your, you know, more hardware coming your team's way with, of course, the D2 CCA all-region volleyball teams announced. And you had three selections, all South Central Region first team going to Kirsten Lehman. With Ty Wedhorn, Sidney Loeffler being named to the second team. Of course, Lehman was the RMAC Defensive Player of the Year, Loeffler the RMAC Freshman of the Year. Wedhorn was a second team All-RMAC selection, but those players also getting regional accolades as well.
Yeah, we were really proud of those kids. And, you know, kind of our talk last night was that none of those kids would get there without the effort that everybody puts in the gym every day. I mean, we really feel that we have two really good RMAC teams, two really good regional teams in the gym, and those kids are pushed every day just to get in the starting lineup, let alone to get to all region and all RMAC. So, you know, those awards are really team awards, and that's what this group is about. It's not the individual awards. It's about what we can do as a group. So we're looking forward to seeing what we can do today.
Of course, today, University of Texas Tyler, noon over at the Rare Event Center. And look, you've got some experience in terms of players that have been in the NCAA tournament in the past. Aria Norwood, Kirsten Lehman, Ashton Reese, Holly Schmidt. They've all had a chance on that 2018 team to know what it's like to play at this level.
Yeah, it's kind of a special event. I mean, you're at the hotel with all the other teams. You see them at breakfast, and you know all the pomp and circumstance of the NCAA. So it's a fun event, and it does help that those kids have been there and done that. Texas Tyler, this is going to be their first go around in the NCAA tournament, so I think we have the advantage there. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Give us the scouting report, and I've had a chance to learn more about University of Texas Tyler.
Yeah, their stats are actually very similar to ours. They have a really good hitting efficiency. They're athletic. They ran a 6-2 offense compared to our 5-1, which means they have two setters instead of we just use one. They are very good at the pin as well. Their right sides and outsides are very good. And I think where we might have the advantage is in the middle with Ty Wedhorn and Savannah Spitzer. And we have to use that to our advantage. We feel that if we get a chance to take a swing, that those two have to be able to be up and available and able to terminate the ball. So I think that's where our advantage is. And I also think that we have to serve tough and pass well to get the W.
Colorado Mesa volleyball coach Dave Fleming joining us today from Denver. The Maverick volleyball team plays their match at noon today at the Orrery Event Center. Metro State is the number one team in the South Central region. And look, you've had you know, a couple of matches there this season. You played, of course, Metro State, lost in a five set, just a tough loss against them, and actually had a chance to also beat them over there as well, but couldn't quite seal the deal. So it's a venue that you're familiar with and hoping to change some of that recent history when we take on University of Texas Tyler.
Yeah, we've had some big wins here in the past, too, and I think the big advantage for us is we're just familiar with the surroundings. You know, that's not the wins and losses recently, but it's just that we're familiar with it. We're familiar with the gym. We're going to be familiar with the protocols that they use, so we'll use that to our advantage as well. Texas Tyler's, I'm sure they're not at 5,000 feet, so we're going to use that to our advantage as well. We're really going to try to extend points and see if their cardio can hold up to the elevation and use that to our advantage as well.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time. Of course, noon today for that one over at the Rare Event Center. Maverick volleyball team scoring off against University of Tyler, Texas. Dave, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and best of luck today.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave Fleming, coach of the CMU volleyball team. And quite happy to rub your nose in a little bit there, Buckeye.
Everybody gets one.
How about for the most?